In both Bartholomew and Crouse's Mill, there was a night watchman employed, and if a fire broke out anywhere within sight of the mill whistle was sounded, and as a child I was more frightened of the sound of those whistles than thunderstorms or earthquakes. Every available man of both mills would turn out at any hour of the day or the night to fight these fires in those days, which was no easy task. The only water available was out of wells, 50 to 80 feet deep, hand pump, which was slow, buckets and windlass, or bucket and rope.
Alan, were there any serious fires in either mill, do you remember?
The mills were never burnt down, Dave, but I have seen and heard of quite a few fires. It wasn't so much in the mill where the night watchman was employed. It was out in the, where the bush had been felled and hadn't been burnt off. And you get some very high winds from a particular easterly quarter, as you already know, and to see a fire swept by those when you see red hot coals off the stumps, at least.
It would be a very terrifying
affair. I can say. I think at this stage,